So the snippets are sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tfi, and we are up to the letter Lamed. The phrase, the expression, Lahodil of Ne'adam Gvur Osav, Uchvod Hadar Malchuso, to make known Levnei Adam, to all of the people of the world, Gvur Osav, God, your Gvura, your greatness, Uchvod Hadar, and the glory of your kingdom, Hadar Malchuso. What is the difference between Gvur Osav, Uchvod Hadar Malchuso? We're letting everyone know, Lahodia, inform, acknowledge, let everyone know about the Gvura and Hadar Malchuso. So I want to share with you three interpretations of this pasuk. The first is based on the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Bo makes a well-known comment that the revealed miracles that we have, when God in history intervened, suspended the rules of nature, and performed miracles, acted supernaturally, he did so with those Nisim Gluim, the revealed miracles, in order to expose that even what appears to be hidden is also not miraculous, but it's from Hashem. That pomp and circumstance with which Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the 10 plagues, the splitting of the sea, the enormous revelation was to inform us that even when God goes back to being hidden, even when we feel the world is operating according to the normal rules of nature, that too is Hashem. And the Ramban has an amazing language there. The Ramban says, a person does not have a chelek in Toras Moshe. You're not considered to be an observant Jew, a chelek in Toras Moshe, unless you subscribe to the belief that there's no such thing as nature, there's only Hashem. There's a fundamental debate between the Ramban and the Rambam on this. According to the Ramban, I'm not sure the Rambam has a chelek in Toras Moshe, but they disagree. But for the Ramban, we're not allowed to believe in nature. There's no such thing as nature. It's all the hand of Hashem. And maybe that's the pshat in this pasuk. L'odil of ne'adam, gvur osav. Tell everybody about the gvura, the might, the miracles that God did. And through those miracles, by reviewing, by learning about, by celebrating those miracles, kvod hadar malchuso, in the natural order, in the ordinary world, we can find Hashem as well. All that is number one. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal had a second interpretation. And he said the following. Note, this pasuk reverses the order from the last pasuk. The last pasuk we focused on, kvod malchuscha yomeru, ugvurascha yidaberu. We began with kvod malchuscha, and then ugvurascha. Now we start, lo'odil of ne'adam gvurosav, ukhvod hadar malchuso. We've essentially said the same thing, but we've reversed it. And none of you have ever noticed it, even though you've been saying this your entire lives. Why? Why are we saying the same thing, but reversing it? So Rav Avigdor Miller suggests that maybe the pshat, maybe the understanding of the pasuk is, lo'odil of ne'adam does not mean God interacts in this world in a way in which he informs us. Lehodil of Ne'adam is a mandate. It's a mission. It's a charge to each and every one of us. That Lehodil of Ne'adam, as Jews, our mission in this world is to tell anyone who will listen, and even some of those who won't, to shout from the rooftops, Gvur Osav, God's great might, Uchvod Hadar Malchuso. This is the mandate for Kiruv, for outreach, or for inreach. Lehodil of Ne'adam, go tell everybody. David HaMelech was not saying God is Modia to us. We have a mission. We have a responsibility. We have a charge to share this message with others. And why is it reversed? Said Rav Avigdor Miller, because people who are not well-educated, well-informed, well-exposed to the hand of Hashem, they're first impressed with His miracles. And once you can show these extraordinary hand of Hashem in history, then they'll be open to seeing His hand in nature as well. So we begin, Lodil of Ne'adam, a cure of methodology. You want to inspire people? Gvurosav. Tell the stories and show the examples of Hashem's greatness. Uchvod Hadar Malchuso. And only afterwards do you show where Hashem can be found even in the natural and even in the ordinary. But I want to share with you a third interpretation. It's not the pshat. It's drush, it's chasidus, but I think it's a very powerful and beautiful message, particularly this time of year for us as well. First understanding of Lahodil of Ne'adam is God informs us of His role in the universe. Second interpretation was Lahodil of Ne'adam, our mission is to inform others. The third is from the Lechavitch Rebbe, the Rebbe of Lechavitch, who says, Lahodil of Ne'adam gvurosav, Lahodil of Ne'adam means Lahodil of Ne'adam, Hashem makes strength known to man. Now there's a pronoun, Lahodil of Ne'adam, Gevura Sav. Who's Gevura? His might. His is a pronoun. Whose might are we talking about? First two interpretations describe we're talking about Hashem's might. But the Rebbe suggested that Hashem reveals to us, Gvurosav, our own might. We underestimate our potential. We underestimate our power. We underestimate what we could accomplish and what we can achieve. We sell ourselves short and we're underachievers. But every one of us has Gvura. We have greatness in us. If we stretch, if we strive, if we have drive, lehodil of ne'adam, you know what, one of the great chasadim of Hashem, one of the great acts of kindness of Hashem, is lehodil of ne'adam, He convinces us, gvura sav, of our own gvura. He makes us believe in ourselves. He makes us reach for the stars. He has us believe what we're capable of. That's the message the Rambam says of the shofar. The shofar is blown, it's an alarm, it awakens, it arouses us. And it shakes us from our indifference. And the Rambam says the person should view themselves in this time of year like the whole world, the scales are even. And our next act is going to tip the scales in one direction or another. You think you're insignificant? You think you're inconsequential? You're invisible? No, your next act, the shofar yells at you. Every one of us, gvurosav, our gvura, our might, our capacity, who we can be and what we can accomplish, that makes all the difference in the world. Gvurosav, the pronoun, and his might is not talking about God in this third interpretation. It's talking about our potential. One of God's greatness, Lodil of Ne'adam, He informs us of our potential gvura. Never sell ourselves short, never underachieve. Push ourselves, and we won't believe what we can accomplish.